President Bush's tax cut plan has revived a long-standing debate over the fairness of the U.S. tax code. People with incomes over $200,000 would get 40% of the benefits, mainly because they could stop paying taxes on stock dividends. The plan's supporters say the wealthy are paying the vast majority of the income tax collected and therefore deserve a break. But critics say they don't really need one. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Vice President Dick Cheney says the president's plan would help everyone by cutting income taxes and boosting tax credits for families with children.
The president has proposed a plan that benefits all Americans. Taxpayers with incomes of $200,000 or more would receive an average cut of 11.2%, while those with incomes between $30,000 and $40,000 would receive a 20% tax cut, and those earning less than $30,000 would receive a 17% tax cut.
The wealthy would get back the most money. The Tax Policy Center calculates that a family earning between $30,000 and $40,000 would keep an extra $350, while families earning over $1 million would save an average of $88,000. But William Niskanen, who heads the Cato Institute, says poor and middle-income people pay so little federal income taxes that there's not a lot left to cut.
96% of income taxes are paid by the top half of the income distribution, and about a third are paid by about the top 1% of the income distribution. So they're the only ones who pay income taxes in this country.
In the past decade, the tax burden has shifted toward those in the top tax brackets. Their incomes soared, and the top tax rate went up. Len Berman of the Urban Institute says other groups have gotten some relief.
For middle-income taxpayers, the tax burden has come pretty much steadily downward. Even before enactment of last year's tax cut, median income family, that is a family in the middle of the income distribution, paid less in tax on average than they had at any time in the last 30 years.
And the working poor have benefited from what's known as the earned income tax credit. Because of it, many Americans earning $20,000 or less pay no federal income taxes at all. But critics of the tax cut say these groups still pay plenty of taxes. They point to the payroll tax, which funds Social Security and Medicare and takes a big bite out of most people's paychecks. Joel Friedman is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
About three-quarters of workers pay more in payroll tax than they do in income tax. The payroll tax is, in fact, a regressive tax because it places a higher burden, a larger burden, on people at lower income levels.
That's because people pay Social Security taxes on only the first $87,000 they earn. State and local taxes can also hit low and moderate income people hard, according to Richard Sims of the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy.
In the vast majority of states, the distribution of the burden of taxes is extremely skewed towards the low income. They pay substantially more than do the upper income in virtually all states, with the exception of four.
And Sim says middle-income families often pay up to 12% of their earnings in state and local taxes, 2.5 times the rate paid by the very wealthy. That's because states are increasingly relying on sales and excise taxes. The less you make, the larger the share of your income these taxes consume. Critics say when you factor in all taxes, it's harder to argue that the rich need tax relief. Len Berman says even after taxes, the wealthy do okay.
If you look at the distribution of income before taxes, people earning over $1 million, this is the top 0.2%, 2 in 1,000 taxpayers. They earn 10.2% of the income. After taxes, they earn 8.4% of the income. So taxes reduce their relative share, but not by a whole lot.
And Berman says lowering these taxes could carry a high price tag, ballooning budget deficits and pressure to cut popular federal programs that benefit poor and middle-income Americans the most. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.